839-1360-97.5 WTAQ News, Talk, Sports. We open the show with breaking news. News that I can tell you is being reported at this moment, to my knowledge, in only two locations around the state. This would be one of them. It is breaking political news, and to break it, a few moments ago, we went to the phone. We are joined now by State Senator Glenn Grothman, who is announcing today that he will be a candidate in a primary, if in fact Tom Petri and others run, for the Republican nomination for the 6th Congressional District. All right, you and I have talked about this. Tell us what went into your decision to go ahead and, if in fact Tom Petri runs, to primary challenge Congressman Petri.
Well, like many Republicans and many citizens in general, I've been frustrated by the progress of what's going on in Washington. Not only Washington in general, but some of the Republicans in Washington. You know, as a state legislator, so many of the things we want to do to change the state are affected by what goes on in Congress. We have an out-of-control welfare problem, for example, in which we have over time the number of people on food stamps going up exponentially compared to what it was 12 years ago. Many more people on disability. And if we're going to change the culture of dependency in Wisconsin, we have to change the laws in Madison. For those people who are concerned about federal control of the schools, you look in the last 12 years as spending on schools and control of schools from a federal level has gone up, it makes it more and more difficult to do the type of reforms we want to on a state level. And while Tom Petri is a nice man, when I look at his record, he seems to be the type of guy who has gone along with this stuff in Washington, kind of gone along with the expansion of government. And quite frankly, it frustrates me because about half of my state Senate district has been in Congressman Petri's district, and I felt after 30 years, it's maybe time to give the voters a chance at a more conservative Republican from that area.
There is a perception that what you just talked about, that voters are looking for something different, that grows mostly from what is a newer portion of the 6th CD in Ozaukee County. But you've told me recently you get the sense that voters from around the district are ready for a change.
Well, right. I've represented more than just Ozaukee County in the district. When I get up to Sheboygan County or Fond du Lac County, when I talk to people from Winnebago County, from Manitowoc County, I get the same sense, a feeling that it's time for somebody new, time for a little more energy in trying to turn this country around. And we have a lot of problems in this country, not only the obvious economic problems and unemployment, but you look at the huge government debt and the huge culture of dependency, which is destroying the moral fiber of our country. And they just feel there hasn't been enough fight in all the Republicans up there, and they want to change. And after running around the district, I decided to try to be that change.
We're talking with State Senator Glenn Grothman announcing today that he will run for the Republican nomination for the 6th Congressional District. You mentioned after 30 years it's enough. But you know, Tom's been there a long time, and there has been the story that the suggestion by Gannett Media that he profited in stock from helping a defense contractor get contracts in his district. Any of that a factor in your mind?
It's not a factor at all. You know, if I get up there, you know, I do what I could to help Oshkosh Truck as well. I mean, to me, when I'm running, it's more about the issues than any personal things along those lines. That did not enter into my decision at all. I would be doing it whether or not some of those Gannett papers were running stories on Congressman Petri.
We talked about this the last go-round, congressional races. There is an unwritten pact that congressional Republicans, Reid Ribble, Sean Duffy, Jim Sensenbrenner, likely are going to support Congressman Petri if he runs. Governor Walker probably will, and you'll likely be facing the Republican machinery here. How do you respond to that? I know you have a history of a giant killing election in your past. How do you deal with that?
Well, having been in politics myself, I know how it is where you begin to put the personal over the policy. And you are absolutely right. I would expect Jim Sensenbrenner, Paul Ryan, Reid Ribble all to come out for Congressman Petri. As I'm sure if somebody challenged Reid Ribble, Congressman Petri would come out for them. And I just hope that people view that as just, you know, an example of where the establishment is. It doesn't bother me because I'm frustrated with the Republican establishment as well. And I think the voters of the 6th District are going to be sophisticated enough to know that when they see an ad from Paul Ryan or Jim Sensenbrenner, it doesn't mean they dislike me or don't even think that I do a better job. It's just part of a pact where all the incumbents stick together.
And final question for Glenn Grothman. Again, he has decided to run for the 6th Congressional District. There is potentially another candidate, Dewey Strobel. He would run to Congressman Petri's right as well. Do you two risk the danger of canceling each other out, or do you just not think about that?
Well, there are a variety of people around the district who I have heard are interested in this thing. I think I am known more throughout the district. As I said, in the past, I've represented Ozaukee, Sheboygan, Fond du Lac, and Dodge County, and that's certainly a big chunk of the district. I think I've spent more time in the legislature, which means more notoriety for me. I have also heard of somebody from Winnebago County thinking about it, somebody from Fond du Lac County thinking about it. And to me, all that shows is that there is dissatisfaction with the status quo and makes me more optimistic. If somebody else jumps in, somebody else jumps in. But I think my long track record will make me the clear alternative to the incumbent.
State Senator and now Congressional candidate Glenn Grothman, as always, thanks for joining us.
Always glad to be on the show, Jerry.
That's big news. That was recorded just almost instantly before we came on the air here. That is big news. I don't know if it's a seismic development in Wisconsin politics, but it's pretty big. And I want to analyze this now that, in fact, it's no longer hypothetical or speculative. Tom Petri, if he runs, and I have no reason to believe he isn't, I'm just saying, if he runs, he will have at least one primary challenger. Glenn Grothman, as you just heard, will challenge Tom Petri. Dewey Strobel, state representative from Ozaukee County, has said he'll decide, he will announce Monday, one way or the other. He will announce his intentions. You would have to think this impacts what he's going to do. I alluded to there in that interview with Glenn that there's a belief system. Blogger, political writer Kevin Benversi wrote a piece for Right Wisconsin recently where Kevin's a friend of mine, where Kevin said that he believed most of this was coming from the newer area that became part of the 6th District in that Ozaukee County area as the result of the 2010 redistricting. And for the most part, the quote-unquote traditional 6th CD probably is going to stick with Tom Petri. I generally agreed with that. I said it's going to be a tough fight. My attitude is shifting on that. I mean, I still, look, Glenn, if it's just Glenn and Dewey, or if there's someone else, Tom Petri is more well-financed than either one of them. He will have that support. Paul Ryan, I'm talking Tom Petri now. Paul Ryan, Ribble, Sensenbrenner, Duffy. Now, there's no question, and we came, this has come up before. There is an agreement that they, at the very least, if they don't endorse, they're not going to endorse a challenger. That certainly wouldn't happen. I would expect that Petri is going to have the support of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. I would not be surprised if Scott Walker were to endorse him. And as I said, he's got more money. So is this a fool's errand on either Glenn Grothman's part or Dewey Strobel's part or anybody who gets in? And if two or three or four get in, do they just assure that Tom Petri gets the nomination? I don't think it's a fool's errand. Now, here's why I'm going to just disagree a little bit with Glenn Grothman, where he said that the Oshkosh Corporation story where Gannett tried to connect the dots, that Petri helped procure contracts for Oshkosh and then benefited by stock purchases when their stock rose as a result of the contracts they got. I really don't think there's any there. But I also don't think it's a coincidence that talk of a primary challenge to him rose in the wake of that. Brian Sikma of Media Trackers is on a one-man mission. He's writing stuff every day about Petri's rhino political past. There are those who think this isn't so much about being a rhino. My fellow talk show host Charlie Sykes thinks it's all about just Tom Petri kind of being there and not really doing anything. And really not inspiring. Especially when the political landscape has grown around him tremendously. You just had a congressman to Tom Petri South, Paul Ryan, introduce, you want to talk about seismic, a seismic budget proposal that is still reverberating. His vice presidential candidate. Ron Johnson went to Washington, and he's a mover and shaker. We will speak with him, by the way, at 9:06. Reince Priebus is now the Republican National Committee chair. Scott Walker, a conservative rock star across America. Even Reid Ribble and Sean Duffy have had, a certain level of dynamism, if that's a word, I don't think it is, dynamic, to added to the dynamic in Republican politics. Wisconsin is the epicenter of change when it comes to Republican politics these days. That probably does have, I will admit, that probably does have more to do with it than the moderate positions that Tom Petri morphed over the years. Let me tell you about an issue that will likely come up with Glenn Grothman that should be a non-issue. Glenn doesn't live in the district. He lives just outside the district. Obviously, he would move into the district to run. But his state Senate district covers a lot of ground in the 6th Congressional District. It is likely that other candidates will try to make a deal out of that. If Tom Petri makes a deal out of that, it's going to be problematic. And it's probably not a place any Republican wants his campaign to go. But it's pretty well known that Petri doesn't really live in Fond du Lac anymore, that he really is literally of Washington now. It's not much of a secret. And if that becomes an issue, I think that's going to be unfortunate. Tom Petri is also well-financed. Both Strobel and Glenn Grothman would face a challenge there. I want to remind you of something, though, in Glenn's past, which I think will serve him well here. And again, I am not endorsing anyone at this point, but I did tell Glenn that I would certainly encourage, I have no problem at all with him getting in the race, nor do we Strobel for that matter. I always encourage people, look, you don't have to worry about hurting anyone's feelings or party decorum. If you want to run for an office, run. She still refused. She didn't hear me when I was saying it, but even Terry McCormick running against John Gard. No, I didn't agree necessarily with the party picking a chosen one that way, particularly when that was an open nomination, not an incumbent. Here's another element here, and I've discussed this on the air already. This is a very open secret in Republican circles. That this, should Tom Petri win in November, was going, again, this is what is being said all over the place. Tom Petri has never said this, but I'm telling you, if this is a rumor, it's the most accepted and widespread rumor in Republican circles. That Tom Petri, this would be his last term, and then in 2016, an elected official from within his district would be the heir apparent. I'm not a fan of heir apparents. And I don't think Strobel and Grothman should stay out just so the party plan can be preserved. I don't care about the party plan. Here's a question that I don't know that I can definitively answer out of the chute with Petri now having a challenger. Is this a positive for the conservative movement and for the Republican Party? I think for the conservative movement, yes. I never have a problem. In any race, if somebody who is a substantial candidate with a proven track record, and not just someone who says all the right things to run to the right of an incumbent, if that's what they are, I'm fine with that. There's no question that's what Glenn Grothman is. By the way, there's really no question that's what Dewey Strobel is. It is just that I think, I'm going to be honest, I think Glenn would be a more formidable candidate than Dewey because he's better known throughout the district. I think this is, though, a reminder that, look, I have been as critical as any when candidates are run to the right just because they say the right conservative things. That has not served the party well. So is the conservative movement served well by challenges to Tom Petra? I think the answer is yes. How the Republican establishment responds will answer whether it serves the Republican Party well. That's the way I see this. Some people read that I was against a primary challenge to Petra. No, what I said is, I don't want to see an expensive primary challenge where there's a lot of blood on the floor and then Tom wins. And then nothing is accomplished. But if this is a healthy debate on what a Republican in Congress should do, then so be it. Now, Glenn in that interview also talked about shaking things up. I will say this. There are often wide-eyed, unrealistic expectations about how much change you can affect when you are one of 435. I think Ron Johnson found out even when you're one of 100, that is a challenge. But I think it's big political news, and I have no problem with Tom Petri being challenged. Speaking of Ron Johnson, he will join us live at 9:06. We'll discuss Fort Hood a little bit. We'll discuss the Ryan budget and other things going on in Washington. By the way, With other happenings, the Ukraine story has gotten almost completely lost. We'll get to all of that in 8 minutes. It's 8:56.
Affordable. Those are three of the words you